I want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
say that. Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
He's not just hi dad, he's my dad.
James Gutman!
What's up guys? Happy April. Welcome back to the podcast. James Gutman here on Hi Pod. I'm dad. Thank you for finding me anywhere you found me. I'm there. You found me. We met up. It's cool. Every Friday right here, whether it's on HiPodOnDad.com, any streaming service from Spotify to Audible to anything, we're good to go. So thank you once again for joining me. It's April. Right? April showers bring Mayflowers. Mayflowers bring pilgrims. That's stupid. April showers also happen to bring a lot of debate about what exactly the month is. And however you want to take it any way you want. There's a big difference between autism awareness and autism acceptance for a lot of people. I have always been big on autism appreciation. It is just my way of muddying up the works and kind of getting in the middle of the debate and being like, well, wait a minute, how about this? And I've talked about this a lot. I wrote about it this week. I wrote about autism awareness begins with us. I wrote about autism appreciation. It's all semantics. Honestly, in many ways, the wording that we use depends on how we view it. And here's how I view it. I want to talk to you guys about this. This is something that it's been a topic. I spoke about it. If you go to my Instagram, I have a speech that I had given with terrible audio at a SEPTA meeting, a special education PTA meeting, hopefully doing some more speaking going forward. A lot of the book that I'm working on is about this as well. But the idea of what autism awareness, acceptance, and appreciation truly are. Now, here's what I wrote about this week, and this is what was one of those things that kind of goes through your head. My son has autism in a way that is unique to him. He is nonverbal. He has life skill issues that he works on. Sometimes in public, he will scream out, not because he's agitated, not for any bad reason, but out of excitement. He just does that when he gets stoked about something, whether it's a show he's watching or something he's going to do or something makes him excited. And he will clap with the goal is to be as loud as possible. That's the thing. When he was little, we used to live in this place that had kind of like vaulted ceilings in the stairwell. And he would go over there and he would clap as hard as he could to make the echo and listen for the echo. Lucas is big on echoes. Lucas is big on reflections. He'll look you in the eyes to see his reflection. He'll look in the mirror to see a reflection. He'll look in a glass window. Many times when we went to one of those sensory play gyms for kids on the autism spectrum. And it's one of those times where I learned that just because something has autism in the name doesn't necessarily mean that Lucas loves it. In fact, when it comes to toys and activities, 9 times out of 10, he doesn't. We had to leave because he spent the entire time walking past the window in the front of this sensory play gym, clapping and jumping and kind of ignoring all the things in there to the point where they had to give me back my money. I didn't even ask for it. As I was leaving, the woman came over. She handed me a $20 bill and she goes, here, take it back. Maybe you come back. It's very nice. It was great, but it wasn't his thing. Lucas loves reflections. He loves shouting. Now, if we're out and I don't know, he gets the spirit in him, he's going to shout and he's going to clap. And I have a rule when it comes to this. And it's something that I learned through the years. It's something that as a parent, we slowly come to grips with. And it was the idea that if we are in a place that requires quiet, we leave. If we're at a recital, if we're at a show, if we're at, you know, anything for my daughter, like for school, like one of those like audience things, or we're in a quiet place or a venue, I take him outside. I've done it at, you know, ceremonies and religious things, all sorts of things. We take him outside in the hallway. It's respectful. Someone's here to watch a show. They paid to see their kid. I'm not going to let my son shout over the performance. So I'll take him outside. I'll calm him down. If I can come back in, I do. If I can't, I can't. It's my cross to bear. I've had to take Lucas home from many things. I've sat in the hallway for many important events in my life. And it's sad to say, but it's the way it is. And that's what you have to do. But if we are somewhere where everyone's carrying on and enjoying it, people are yelling at a concert, it's a mosh pit, or it's an amusement park or a loud restaurant, Luke is going to yell, man. We're going to do what we have to do. That's his prerogative. If we're somewhere with the understanding of quiet, we'll be quiet. If we're not, we're not. That said, autism awareness has allowed Lucas to be himself in these situations and not have people gawk and stare at him. I've seen people who were not aware of autism. I've talked about this before, and this is one of the most bizarre instances ever. It was a family friend. That's not somebody I'm related to, I'll put it at that. But a person who should have known better. We were at a holiday, and Lucas shouted, and she turned to him, and she gave me like a shocked face, you know, which is understandable. And that's one of those things that I try to remember. Most people don't do it, but you have to remember that if you're used to your kids shouting and screaming and somebody is not used to shouts and screams, the initial response you're going to give is looking over to see if there's an issue, if there's a problem, if there's something you need to help with. And this woman turned to him and had the shocked face. And then she went, use your inside voice. And it's like, wow, you're an idiot. But still, that's somebody who didn't have autism awareness. Autism awareness tells people that people like my son exist, that people like Lucas are out there. This is how he sometimes handles his excitement. This is some things that he does. And because of that, I got to be honest with you, I have not dealt with any stares or any people kind of saying anything. And I know some people have, and I don't know. I've never dealt with it. And that's the God's honest truth. And to be honest with you, it would be so much easier to write these blogs and tell you guys stories if I had dealt with this. But I've always dealt with positive responses from people. And it's difficult for me to talk about it without sounding like I'm like, well, it's because I'm an amazing father. Because it's not, I don't know if it's that. It could just be the luck of the draw. I've always chalked it up to this. I've always seen it as, if people see my son acting out and I'm ignoring him or I'm just kind of sitting next to him, just allowing it in a place where it's not accepted, people get mad at that stuff. They get annoyed. I talked about landing on the plane, right? I took a plane ride. I wrote about this for Autism Speaks many moons ago. And the entire plane ride, I had an older man next to me making conversation about Lucas, asking questions about Lucas that I was surprised by. I didn't even know to think about these questions. At one point, Lucas is playing this Jack-in-the-Box app that he had. And every time the animal would pop out, he would clap, make a noise, and go to the next animal. Clap, make a noise, go to the next animal. And I've become used to it. It's a soundtrack of my life. I just deal with it. And he turns to me, the man, he goes, is that part of the game? He has to like clap after it? I was like, oh, no, he's just doing that. But I start to realize how people see him. And it was this thing, and I'm very open about him. If you come to me in a polite, nice, kind way out of real, genuine curiosity, I will answer almost any question that you have. I try to be open like that. And I try not to shut him out from the world. And that's what I did on this plane ride. So when the plane landed, he started to cry and he started to kind of like get upset. And immediately alarm bells start going off in my head. Like, oh my God, and everyone's quiet. It was like, it was a red eye, but it was early in the morning and we're landing. And so I did what I do. I rubbed his back and I'm, shh, it's all right, buddy. It's all right. Now I'm not getting upset. I'm not ignoring him. I'm not shouting at him. I'm, shh. And I've always done that, man. I bring the energy level down. I'm very low, in case you haven't noticed, like with the exception of the what's up guy. Like I try to be like very mellow, as Tommy Chong would say. So I try to be that. So I'm doing that with my son. Shh. Rubbing his back, circular motion. It's all right. Hey, buddy, relax, relax. We're almost done. We're almost done. Almost all done. And even if it doesn't help him, I think people see this and they go, okay, like he's trying to handle it for us. He's not ignoring it. He's not making it worse. It's not whatever. And because of that, I found that either people ignore us, let us be, let us do our thing, or as was the case here, as I stood up, when the plane landed, the people behind us, they were like, this one woman was like, is he okay? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, he has autism. I'm like, yeah. And then like a woman in the row behind her was like, my niece has autism. Yeah. But, and all of a sudden everyone's standing up because the plane has landed and we're in the back of the plane and they're all getting up and we're talking like a studio audience. Like I said, on Oprah, everyone's asking questions and talking about autism. And it was nice. It made me happy. I'm sure they heard me talking to this man the entire flight. And it allowed me to kind of share Lucas with everybody and it showed me that they were understanding. I had another incident. It's very similar. We were in the swimming pool and I was trying to get him out so that we could go home to get his sister. I'm trying to get him out of the pool. I'm like, Lucas, come on, let's go. Let's get out of the pool. bloody murder. Did not want to leave this pool, which is nice. I'm glad he likes the pool, but it was hell. And Lucas is big and he was in a swimsuit. So here I am basically trying to like wrestle this grown man out of a swimming pool. It was terrible, but I'm being calm. I'm like, come on, buddy. Shh. And with Lucas, one of the hardest things is not calming him down when he's upset, but getting him to move when he doesn't want to move. And there have been many times he just goes boneless, plops to the ground, won't get out. In a swimming pool, it is even more disturbing because I'm like, all right, he's going to drown trying to get out of this pool. So I'm fighting with him, trying to get him out. And after I'm all done, this old man comes over and he taps me on the shoulder. And I'm like, I'm going to have to punch this old man in the face. He's going to say something to me. And he goes, I just wanted to let you know that you're a wonderful father. And like, I don't know, I don't cry, you know, unless somebody dies. I really don't cry. But like internally, I was like, but honest to God, man, it was one of the nicest compliments I've gotten ever from anybody. And that to me is autism awareness. It has allowed Lucas to do that. So all these people get so upset about autism awareness. We don't need awareness. I need awareness. Lucas needs awareness. We need people to be aware that people like my son exist, and that when he acts a certain way, he's not being naughty, he's not acting out. That's awareness. Acceptance is a whole different thing. There are people who don't act like Lucas. They don't have some of the deficits in life skills that Lucas has. They're able to go out and participate in social things and things like work and love and romance and school and things that my son can't do. Those people need acceptance. The ability of others to accept the fact that maybe it's a little difficult for them to acclimate, maybe it's a little difficult for them to get involved, and to allow them in. To those people, autism acceptance is more important than awareness. But I feel like for my son, autism awareness is important. Of course, autism appreciation is the umbrella under which everything falls, because there's always something to appreciate about autism, whether it's my son or someone else who has it. Autism appreciation to me is the idea that these, as I said before, deficits, disabilities, however people want to term it, there are beautiful aspects to it. Autism isn't simply, at least for Lucas and for everybody I've met, the absence of things in their life. Autism contributes to their personality. Autism, in many ways, takes away, whether it's ego. I found people, and because I've had people talk about this, right? Like, my son is nonverbal. He's very sweet. He's a pure boy. Like, his soul is pure. He's just kind and loving, right? But there are people, like I said before, that have autism affect them differently. And maybe they need autism acceptance, and they're going out there and trying to be a part of the world. And they live a life that in many ways does seem typical, right? But I have found one of the common threads is honesty and openness. Sometimes the inability to be kind of, you know, duplicitous, the inability to really just be, I don't know, a crappy person. Can I say that? I think some of us know crappy people. We know people who play games and manipulate. I find that most people who are on the spectrum don't manipulate all that often, or at least I haven't come across it. But maybe there's another aspect of their autism that you can appreciate. At the end of the day, everything in our life has a silver lining in that there's positives to all of it. So for my son, yeah, there's things that he can't do. There's things that he won't be able to do. There's some heartache ahead in our life. I'm aware of this for me, my daughter, my ex-wife, things that we're going to have to deal with and decisions we're going to have to make for Lucas. And they're hard and they're difficult and they hurt me to think about them. That said, it doesn't make me hate autism, because autism is almost all of this kid's personality. And every unique thing about him, all the things that I love about him, in many ways come from autism. The fact that my son is 13 and will just come over and give me a kiss when he gets excited, like he did this morning. I was getting him ready for, I couldn't get out of the house because he kept running over and hugging me and kissing me. It happens all the time. I'm like, thanks. All right, thanks, buddy. We have to, okay, I love you too. We have to go. We have to, shoes on. Come on, get your shoes on. Come on. It's adorable. And I love it. And if he was a 13-year-old boy just going about his business, I don't know if I would get as much love and hugs and kisses. I wouldn't be able to read him stories. I wouldn't be able to watch the same TV shows with him. He wouldn't cheer for me in the morning when I get up and I go into his room. And I'm like, ready to get up? And he's like, yeah. he's jumping. He doesn't say yeah, but like it's almost like I hear it. I hear like applause and because he's clapping and he's jumping and he's hugging and he's kissing. He makes me feel loved. He makes me feel needed. And I'm kind of lucky in a sense too. Like I have two kids. I don't talk about my daughter all that often because she's kind of been open about not wanting pictures out there, and she's at that age where I don't want to invade her privacy. But to hell with it. Don't tell her I said this. I love both of my kids equally, and I've been allowed to do that by having two children who are incredibly different. I have a relationship with Lucas, unlike any relationship I have with anybody on the planet. Lucas and I have a unique bond that I cannot liken to anybody else. There's nobody like Lucas. And because of that, my relationship with my daughter has allowed me to have the closest relationship I have with any person who is considered like a typical relationship in my life. Like Lucas and I, we have kind of a caretaker, you know, loved one relationship, but also this non-verbal, unspoken bond where we do and act out a lot of things differently. You know, for us, quality time is just kind of like hanging out together, walking through a store, you know, sitting on the couch while he claps around me. My daughter and I, we talk and we do things, and she appreciates certain, you know, deeper meaning things that I do for her that he can't understand. And I'm able to have that relationship with her. I'm able to have unique relationships with both my kids, and I'm very blessed in that too. And that's another part of autism appreciation. There's so many aspects to this thing that so many other people will, I would say, use for pity, but there's people out there who they like to list all the negatives of what they have to deal with. And for a lot of people, having a child with special needs is a part of them. And it's a tough, I don't know, it's kind of a tough perk for some people to give up. You know, you have something difficult. Why not wear that as a badge? Make that something that people feel bad for you about. They don't understand. Nobody understands us. No, they don't. People don't understand us. But people also don't understand the good parts, which is why I write this blog. I kind of find that most people do understand the bad parts. People will see me raising Lucas. People will see us at a store where he has like a meltdown, and they go, oh, that poor dad. You can see in their faces sometimes, oh, poor dad. What they don't see is how lucky I am to have this kid in my life. And that's why I write this blog, and that's what autism appreciation is. So hopefully, if you don't have someone with autism in your life, you could read my blog and you could understand a little bit more. And hopefully, if you do have someone with autism in your life, you could read my blogs, and it helps you to appreciate the person you have at home. It makes me happy. He makes me happy. You guys make me happy. Thank you for listening this week. I will be back Monday, Wednesday. New blogs. Hi, blog. I'm dad.com. Follow me on social media. Hi, James Gutman. Hi, James Gutman. H-I, not the other one. Come on. No. Hi, James Gutman on all social media. And be back here next week. Hi, pod. I'm dad.com. I'll be back with a brand new podcast. Until next time, James Gutman saying be well. Bye, pod. I'm dad.